Genesis chapter 38. At that time, Judah left his brothers and settled near an Adullamite whose name was Hira. There, Judah saw a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua. He married her and slept with her. She conceived and bore a son, and he named him Ur. She conceived again and bore a son, and she named him Onan. Yet again she bore a son, and named him Shelah. It was at Kezib that she gave birth to him. Now Judah got a wife for Ur his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord put him to death. Then Judah said to Onan, "Go in to your brother's wife and perform the duty of a brother-in-law to her, in order to raise up offspring for your brother." But Onan knew that the offspring would not be his, so whenever he went in to his brother's wife, he spilled his semen on the ground, so as not to produce offspring for his brother. What he did was evil in the sight of the Lord, so he put him to death too. Then Judah said to Tamar his daughter-in-law, "Remain a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah grows up," for he thought, "Or else he also may die like his brothers." So Tamar went and lived in her father's house. In the course of time, Shua's daughter, Judah's wife, died. After Judah was consoled, he went up to visit his sheep shearers at Timnah, he and his friend Hira, the Adullamite. Then Tamar was told, "Look, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep." So she put off her widow's clothes, covered herself with a veil, wrapped herself, and sat in the gate of Enaim, which is on the way to Timnah. For she saw that although Shelah had grown up, she had not been given to him as a wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, for she covered her face. So he went over to her by the roadside and said, "Come, let me have sex with you." For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. Then she said, "What will you give me so that you may sleep with me?" He responded, "I will send you a young goat from the flock." She asked, "Will you give me a pledge until you send it?" And he replied, "What pledge shall I give you?" She said, "Your personal seal, your cord, and the staff that is in your hand." So he gave them to her, and had sex with her, and she became pregnant by him. After she got up and left, she took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes. When Judah sent the young goat by the hand of his friend the Adullamite to get back the pledge items from the woman, he could not find her. So he asked the men who lived there, "Where is the shrine prostitute that was at Enaim by the roadside?" But they answered, "There has been no shrine prostitute here." Then he returned to Judah and said, "I could not find her. Moreover, the men of the place said, 'There has been no shrine prostitute here.'" Then Judah said, "Let her keep those things for herself, or we will become a laughingstock. I sent this young goat, and you have not been able to find her." About 3 months later, Judah was told, "Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has become a whore, and she has become pregnant by prostitution." So Judah demanded, "Bring her out, and let her be burned to death." When she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "I am pregnant by the man who owns these." And she said, "Please identify the owner of the signet, cords, and staff." Then Judah recognized them and said, "She is more righteous than I, because I would not give Shelah, my son, to her." And he never slept with her again. When the time came for her delivery, twins were in her womb. While she was giving birth, one put out a hand, and the midwife took and bound on his hand a scarlet thread, saying, "This one came out first." But then he drew his hand back, and his brother came out. So she said, "What a breaking out you have made for yourself!" Therefore his name was called Perez. Afterward his brother came out, who had a scarlet thread on his hand, and he was named Zerah.